From News Talk 1150 WMDB, this is Live Local News.
At 8:05, I'm Leslie Taylor. To update today's top stories, as the shock from the Arizona shooting sinks in, a shooting that rocked Central Florida in 1984 being remembered today with a solemn ceremony at the new courthouse in Orange. On that day, a gunman shot a bailiff and two deputies. One man died at the scene. The other two were seriously wounded and died over recent years. The gunman was executed in 2000. Tomorrow, the Volusia County School Board will talk about plans to draw new attendance boundaries for some schools. First on the agenda, okaying advertising those planned changes. The changes come after Holly Hill Middle School was closed and Holly Hill Elementary was switched over to a K through 8 school. That school is set to open its doors in August. Up to 1,000 students could be affected by those changes. He's only been in office less than a week, and already Governor Rick Scott getting a dose of day-to-day politics at the state capitol. Rick Flagg reports.
Environmentalists are fuming because the new governor appointed a developer to run growth management and a shipyard executive to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Teachers are worried about his plans for ending tenure and expanding private school vouchers. Even beauticians are pulling out their hair because there's talk of deregulating the profession. But Rick Scott doesn't seem to mind.
I was elected to do the best job, and that's what I'm doing every day. And so I'm sure everybody's not going to agree with all of it.
Governor Scott says it will no longer be business as usual at the state capitol, so there are bound to be plenty of complaints. Rick Flagg, Tallahassee.
Volusia County Council okaying a 90-day fireworks ban in the county's unincorporated areas and the municipalities of Pearson, Lake Helen, and Oak Hill immediately. We're in for some rain later today, but not nearly enough to ease the super dry and dangerous conditions. A burn ban is in effect in Volusia and Flagler counties. In Daytona Beach today, police set to announce Operation Safe Surrender, aimed at giving people who are wanted by police one day to surrender in a calm and safe atmosphere. That day is Wednesday. Law enforcement says don't misunderstand, it's not amnesty, but people with warrants will be able to surrender at the Greater Friendship Baptist Church on George Ingram Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. It's 8:07. I'm Leslie Taylor for WNDV News. For all today's top stories, log on to DaytonaSun.com.